from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The pair of police officers killed last night near Barrie are identified as 33-year-old Constable Devin Northrup and 54-year-old Constable Morgan Russell. The two South Simcoe Police Service officers were called to a disturbance at a home in Innisfil just before 8 o'clock. The Special Investigations Unit said they traded gunfire with a 23-year-old man who died at the scene. The officers died later in hospital. Both the York Regional Police and the SIU are now investigating. Canada's economic downturn will hit earlier than expected, with more job losses than originally anticipated. So says the Royal Bank of Canada in a note to clients. RBC is now predicting a recession to begin as early as the first quarter of 2023. The unemployment rate is also expected to hit 7%, up from an initial forecast of 6.6%. Well, the excuse for not voting in a municipal election, of not being able to get to the polls, has been eliminated by the internet. Online voting for the Timmins municipal election is open until 8 o'clock the night of October 24th, when traditional paper ballot voting closes. City Clerk Steph Palmiter says it's simple.
You can vote anywhere you have an internet connection or a Wi-Fi connection using your smartphone or tablet or your home personal computer. As long as you have your voter ID card with you, you can go online and vote.
That card has your personal ID number and a PIN that you need, regardless of how you vote. If you didn't get one, contact Service Timmins. Five movies you wouldn't normally see at Cinema 6 are on offer November 3rd to 6th. The Timmins Film Society is returning with its film festival. The complete lineup is posted on its Facebook page. Organizing committee member Karen Bachman says that's also where you can get your pass for $90. Only 95 are available. Right now, there's no plan to offer single tickets.
If people want to, they can show up at the theater and perhaps get in if there is a few seats available if there are no shows.
Following the Friday night screening of Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, there's a wine and cheese event for pass holders at the Timmins Museum. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.